a break. I'm looking for it. Get behind me, pull out every star. I want a happy ending. You're tired of pretending. Let them get the best of me.
And jumped over Baxter's wall and snuck under our fence.
How did you know?
I was right behind you.
Did not. I beat you, Katie, and Nell fair and square. It's just that I have nothing on me that bounces up and down. Well, if it isn't Katie come lately.
Look, I could have beaten you both if it wasn't for this guy I saw. Just imagine Paul Newman's eyes in Tom Selleck's body.
No wonder you're so hot.
Where's Nell?
Last time I saw her, she was running really fast on Chestnut Street. After an ice cream truck.
Like I said, there ain't nothing like jogging to keep in shape. Won't you hold this? Wait a minute.
What are you doing?
Doing what the racehorse do when they finish a race. I'm jogging to cool down. Otherwise, the blood backs up to the back. And I don't like nothing that I can't see.
Do I have to do everything around here?
What's wrong, Dad?
Look at this. My best tie, and it's got a huge gravy stain on it.
Chief, you gotta start eating with a spoon.
Let me tie it for you, Dad. I'll try to hide the stain.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's going to be a little short, isn't it?
Dad, I bet your jacket will cover that. Here, let me help you.
Hey, Dad, hold still. I'll smooth down the hair that's sticking up. Nothing beats spit to keep hair down. Hello? It's for now.
Well, in that case, I'll leave so she can talk about me.
Hello? This is Nell speaking. Who's calling? Monica? Monica of the Doo-Wop Girls? Girl! You mean the group's in town? Well, what happened? I ain't heard of you in 15 years. You find a dime? Oh, honey, I'm just fine. Tim, are Dolores and Charlotte with you? You want to speak to her? Put her on the phone. Hey, girl. Oh, honey, I'm just fine. Tell me, is this a pleasure trip or are you with your husband? I'm doing just fine. Oh, I would love to see you. Oh, yes. Please come over. The address is 2938 Wells Drive. I can't wait to see you. Okay? Bye.
And when she gets here, I'm going to kick her where she can't see it, but sure will feel it when she's leaving.
Well, who are
with the other doo-wop girls. It's a group I used to sing with.
What does doo-wop mean?
I'll show you. It's when you have someone in front singing and getting all the applause and someone standing in the back doing doo-wop, doo-wop. Doo-wop, doo-wop.
Well, why are you so mad at them?
Yeah. Did they do when they were supposed to walk?
Come on, Nell. Tell us what happened.
Come on. Well, all right. See, it all started 15 years ago. There were three of us. It was me, Monica, and Dolores. Oh, boy, we were a good group. The doo-wop girls. We shared everything from bobby pins to brassieres.
Brassieres?
Yeah, it took two of them to share one of mine.
What happened?
Well, see, back then they had a singer. His name was Wilson Brown. He was a star. He was real good. And he was looking for, you know, some background singers. So we went looking for the job. And we were pretty good. So we went to the office that one day and we walked in.
Thank you very much for taking up my time and wasting my entire afternoon. A vampire is one thing I definitely don't need in my act. Get out.
Look, man, I need this job. Now, I'll do anything. You like me to bite your neck for you?
Why don't you go out on the freeway and suck a tire? Ow! Woo! Yes. Hey, look here, Miss Steele. Don't be sending no more cats back here unless they can handle it. You understand where I'm coming from? Huh? I'm talking about the real deal, Miss Steele. Dig it?
That's right. That's my job, Mr. Brown. You chop all I dig.
Let's get it on.
Oh, please, Mr. Brown, I ask you not to spin in front of me. It makes me dizzy.
I think nature beat me to it, baby. What you think James Brown and Wilson Pickett are doing, huh? They spinning. That's what they doing. It adds a certain ow, ooh, charm to the act. Ooh, get mercy.
You're gonna drill yourself right into the ground. With his luck, he'll strike oil.
Hello. My name is Nell, and this is Dolores and Monica. We're professionally known as the Doo-Wop Girls.
The what?
Hit it, girls.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop. Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop. Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop. Wop.
Sorry, but you're not on my audition list. And if you're not on my list, you might as well slit your wrist.
Listen, Mr. or Miss, whatever the case may be. Please, please let us have an audition, Mr. Brown. Please.
Look, lady, we got class. We can sing and we can dance.
And honey, I can sing.
Please, no spinning. We don't have any earthquake insurance.
Like that. Let me do some splits for you. Oh, watch this.
No. If I want you to go through that door, you go. If I don't, you don't go. And I don't. So go.
I'm just like a fat lip to go. No, stop. Wait. And you came here to audition for Mr. Brown, and I'm going to do it. Now just slouch and walk like me. Miss Brown!
Now, you stop that!
Stop what? Can a man scratch in peace? What's cooking?
We are the doo-wop girls.
Say what?
Yes, right. Coming to you courtesy of the intercom system. Get it, girls?
Well, now we're going to the jungle and we're going to be married. Go.
it. Ooh, those bells just rang my chimes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brown. I tried to stop the
ball. Put a knot in your throat so I can hear this.
To the chapel of love.
Hold. Save that for the very best. Me. You are my new backup group.
Where do we sign?
Wait a minute. Before you go signing, there's just one thing you got to do if you want this job.
Oh, tell us. Okay. Yeah, that's
right. We'll do anything.
Yes.
Get rid of the fat chick.
Okay.
He means Joe.
Fire now? No way. We're going to fire now.
One for all and all for one. Thank you.
Nell's bus should be on the road about now.
Yeah, her bun should be halfway to Biloxi.
I didn't think she'd fall for it. I didn't think she was going to take that bus ticket we bought for her. Well, I knew she'd take the lunch. I really feel like a rat dumping Nell and sneaking out of town with Wilson Brown, you know?
I do, too.
But we'll be some rich rats.
Come on, Wilson's bus will be pulling up here any minute. Where is Charlotte?
I don't know. Did you make a new dress for her?
I altered Nell's.
Oh.
Let me show you. Oh, doesn't that look great?
Girl, how'd you do that?
I cut out Nell's equator and I sewed it on to Charlotte's South Pole. That must be Charlotte now. Oh, good. Come on in, Charlotte.
Who's Charlotte?
No one here by that name. Monica, it's Nell. I thought you looked familiar.
Oh, Nell.
It can't be you. What happened?
Oh, girl. The bus was late, so then I sat down on the bench, and I opened up that lunch that you packed for me. And, girl, I saw that Spam sandwich. And, girl, wow. I just have to tell you, you have to be two of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life. You know, I thought about the ticket and you spending all your money on me, and that was all the money you had, and the money for the three of us to live on. I just couldn't do it, so I came back.
Couldn't you have just sent us a thank you note?
No, not the way you stuck up for me with that old Wilson Brown.
Listen, Nell, if you hurry, you can catch the next bus. Now, you know.
Honey, you can catch the train. Trains go there, too.
Catch the plane. That'll get you there even faster.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I can shoot myself out of a cannon.
Oh, girl, how do you think we're going to find a cannon?
Go off at this time of day.
Come on. Are you trying to get rid of me? Oh, I know. You're expecting a couple of guys to come over here, uh-huh.
Can't put nothing over on Nell.
Well, don't worry about me. I'll just stay in the bedroom.
No, not the bedroom. Not the bedroom.
Oh. Silly me.
You.
I'll just stay out here in the kitchen and I'll just bake while you shake.
No, Nell.
Now, you know the motto we live by. One for all and all for one. And if they got a brother,
save me one.
Oh. You know what? I haven't had this on in a while. I think I'm going to try this on just to see.
No, we can see it. Skinny as a rail. Come on.
This is an awfully long glove. Why do I get the feeling that this is Thanksgiving and I'm the turkey?
Doris and Monica live?
Yes, come on in.
Good. I thought I was late.
No, you're right on time.
Nell, this is Charlotte.
I know what that is.
Pleased to meet you, Nell. Isn't this exciting?
Oh, yes. I haven't had this much excitement since I shaved my legs with Easy Off.
Imagine going on the road with Wilson Brown! It's too bad you can't go with the group because of your operation.
Oh, yeah, I got to get that knife taken out of my back.
All right, girls, get down!
Nell? An opportunity like this only comes once in a lifetime. You're good, Nell. You'll find another group.
Sure. Maybe Lawrence Welk will let me be a bubble on his show.
People really will like you. You're gonna make it. Listen, when you leave, would you make sure that the door is locked? Because we're going to be gone for a while.
Okay. Here, but don't forget these. There. Oh, here you go.
Now, why didn't you just get on that bus?
People say I'm the life of a party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of mine. Boy, haven't seen those double-crossing doo-wop girls ever since. Will you look at me? Acting like it happened just yesterday. Look at this.
What a rotten deal.
It's like getting married, not going on the honeymoon.
There's one good thing. If you would have stayed with the doo-wop girls, you wouldn't be here for us to love.
Mm, I love you, kids. I love all of you. Well, those creeps will be crawling in here in a minute. Three women with six faces.
You know, if you want, we could have Dad lower the boom on their butts. They were real nerkies.
What's a nerky?
Well, it's a cross between a nerd and a turkey.
Okay, girls, let's cut that out. And just remember, I've tried to raise you to be ladies, and they are our guests, so therefore, we will treat them in a ladylike manner. And then we'll send them home in an ambulance.
So what you got in mind?
I don't know. What can you do to a bunch of skinny women that don't even wear 100 pounds soaking wet? Soaking wet. I think I got it.
You're gonna drown him?
Not quite.
You're gonna flush him down the toilet.
Honey, if they want to take a cruise, they'll have to pay for it for themselves. No, I want you to go in the kitchen and get me the little plastic pail. Katie, would you look up there and find me some rope or string cord? Y'all, go ahead and get the chair and come to the closet. Hurry, girls. Quick, they'll be here. Come on, open the closet door.
Here. What do you want?
You don't.
Oh, no. Oh boy.
Is that right?
Oh, honey, I just love being nasty. Here, give them the chair, honey. Honey. Ta-da! How do you like? What do you think?
Super! What's it for?
Samantha, your brain is never going to make it to puberty.
Move, says there, move.
Right here, go.
Just go, just go. Just go. 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 Go.
It's Monica, Dolores, and Charlotte.
Why, Monica. can this girl, this... Wow, these are doo-wop girls.
Yes, I guess you can say we've more than improved our figures.
We tripled them.
Why don't you move here to light by the closet?
All right.
I got a surprise that I want you to be... That's okay. Oh. I want you to be able to, you know, write back to Mr. Brown about.
Mr. Brown? She don't know.
That's right, she don't know. She don't know about that.
We know Wilson Brown no more, honey. As soon as we put on weight, he fired us, too. Now we know how you feel.
Oh, now we are so sorry. Could you ever, ever forgive us?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, I need you.
I can't hold a grudge all these years. Y'all come away from the closet,
please. So right. Does that mean that things can be the way they used to be?
Ooh, like the old days.
Yeah, girl.
You remember that song?
Which one?
You're far away.
All right, yeah.
From me, my love. Just as you're my baby. As there are stars above. One say. Someday we'll be together. Yes, we will.
Interrupt your Barco party.
Oh, jeez. Come in, please.
You have to excuse me. I'm on my way to the station, and I just dropped in to pick up my gun.
Okay. Ah! Oh, jeez. Please don't go near this club.
Well, why? That's where my gun is.
I'll get it for you.
What's this?